Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, it's our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very glad that you're listening in today. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we encourage you to do so, and that number is 347-850-1100. We would love to hear from you, 347-850-1100. Today, I am looking forward to our conversation about host care, and we have with us Bev Steenblick. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine.
Thank you for being with us as we discuss the ins and outs, do's and don'ts, and exactly, you know, what is host care. And for those that are listening in that may be new to this topic, our discussion really is in situations where the birth mother has delivered her baby, and maybe she is not prepared or does not feel prepared to care for the baby at home while she's making an adoption plan. And maybe we have not been able to make arrangements just yet with the adoptive parents. It's possible that she has not yet selected them. Or another circumstance that has necessitated in us looking at host care for the baby in the interim. So we're looking forward to your knowledge, Bev, and if you maybe want to just share with the audience how long you've been doing this, how long you've been a host parent.
Well, my husband and I have done this for about 40 years. I have always had a big interest and loved babies. So we waited until we had our first and second children, and then we started doing host care, and it was kind of a family affair.
Okay, so that gives us a little bit of insight. It just was something that was personal for you, is that right?
It was. I have always loved babies. I started babysitting when I was 12, and I was lucky to be the only, I wasn't quite a teen, but a teen girl in our neighborhood that got a new bunch of new homes with young families moving in, and so they all needed a babysitter, so I was it. So I had a lot of experience even before, long before I was married. I babysat right up until I got married. That was many of my husbands and my dates were babysitting. So so that was my passion back then, and it still is.
And how many babies have you taken care of?
My husband and I have had 283 babies.
Wow, my gracious, that is a big number. That's lots of babies. You've probably seen just about everything we can imagine, and you've got awesome experience.
Yep, quite a few bottle feedings and dirty diapers and sleepless nights, but I love every minute of it.
Aw, that's nice. Tell me, what do you view as your role as the host mother and your husband as the host father together as host parents in this adoption process? What is your role?
Well, first of all, it's a big responsibility, first of all, to have this little one come into our home that is not our baby, and we care for them and love them for the few weeks or short time that we have them. We want to take very good care of them, and so they go to their first doctor's appointment, a wellness check, and we take care of them like they are our own. We love each one as they are our own. They are treated just like our babies were treated when we had them. And so we also end up, visitation is open to the adoptive family in our home. So there are days that part of my role is talking with and being with the adoptive family, of whom we let them take over once they're in our home. We're here, but they take over diapering, feeding, and they are bonding at that time, and they enjoy doing that. And some of them have already been in the hospital and have had experience there, but not a lot. So they enjoy coming to our home and then just knowing that someone is there that, you know, is able to answer a question if they have it. But we enjoy so much visiting then and getting to know the family that the baby's going to be with. We like bonding ourselves with the baby. We do that right from the beginning, and that's nothing for a birth mother or an adoptive family to be afraid of, that we are bonding, because you want the baby to be able to bond and love. And the transfer is always, I've never heard a negative thing that this baby didn't rebond. We always have good bonding with our babies, and then when we pass them on, the family just takes right over. And so we treat each one with lots of love, lots of care, lots of holding, lots of rocking. We keep our babies real close to us. They're always in our care. If we have to go somewhere, they will go with us if the weather permits. We're very careful with them, like we were our own children. So they're not passed around. They are always in our care.
That's nice. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay, I thought I lost you for a second.
okay.
Sometimes
no.
We hear from women who are feeling a little bit nervous about host care, just not really understanding what it is and what it's all about. So you've already answered a little bit of that for us, but can you talk about why you don't think we should be afraid of host care? Why should this be something that we can feel more comfortable with?
Okay, well, first of all, we are just normal, regular people. We're just a husband and a wife with a family living in a normal home. We don't do this, take care of the babies, because we have to, or like it's a job. That is in no way what it is. We do this because we want to and because we really love babies. And the part that we enjoy is that there are families who even stay in touch with us after they have picked the baby up and have taken it home, or they send us pictures, and it's just something that really becomes close to our hearts. And sometimes we see these pictures or even meet with the babies ever so often after they leave our home. So I really want everyone to know that we just love doing what we're doing, and we love babies, and this is why we do this. And when each baby leaves my home, when they go to their forever adoptive home, I always send, my husband calls it a Bible of notes, because I just want, even though the family has visited here and has spent time here, I just want the transition to be as easy as possible. So I send all these notes of anything I can think of, from, you know, just repeating what bottle we discovered works best and what the formula is and how the baby sleeps and how long it sleeps before the next bottle. And so usually I can pretty much write that down so that the transition for the baby, I'm not telling the family what to do, and they realize that, but they appreciate the notes just so they have something to rely on. And so that is, I guess, what I want to say is, please don't be afraid if your baby has to go into host care, because we just open our home and we open our love and we open our arms, and we are just excited to take care of this little one that we are given the responsibility of for just a short time. It's never long enough. I always tease because sometimes we're on our way home from the hospital or where we have to meet someone to pick a baby up, and we'll be in the car and our cell phone rings and the baby is with us, and the social worker will say, I have just wanted to let you know I have a court date. And I go, oh, please, don't be so efficient. I want to have my time with this baby. So it's never long enough for us, but just wanting them to also know that the babies are not just left. You know, here the agency is very good about, you know, getting the baby in and out of the host home as soon as possible to their new.
Yep, with their permanent family, their forever family.
Their forever family.
What's been your experience with the average amount of time that a baby is staying with you these days?
Well, we're usually told 2 to 4 weeks, but I never am lucky enough for a four-week baby. So sometimes it's not even 2 weeks, but that's kind of the general amount of time by the time there's a court hearing. And the courts have been excellent that the day of the hearing, most often the babies can leave that day. So it's, like I said, in my eyes, it's not long enough, but I know that that is what it is meant to be, you know, that mm-hmm. the baby is not meant to be here long. So mm-hmm. that's about what it is, just a couple of weeks.
Okay. And I know that when we were talking offline previously, you were sharing with me some things that you are asked by others in the community, different questions that are posed to you. And I was hoping you could share what you're hearing from others in terms of misconceptions about host care.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think people just in general have a way different picture in their mind of what host care is, and they picture it like a daycare or an orphanage or something where I maybe have a room where there's rows of cribs, and that is not it at all. We have a real cute nursery, and with lots of baby accessories, there is one crib, and I have one baby at a time that I can totally focus on. So the baby gets my total undivided attention, and it is a home environment, not a daycare or orphanage environment. Mm-hmm. And the other thing people will say is when they see us with a baby, they'll say, oh, well, that's a nice job to have. And a baby just sleeps all the time anyway, so it's kind of simple and easy, and it's a job you get paid for. And I just stop in my tracks and I just say, well, you know, that's a misconception that maybe people have. First of all, this is not a job. This is something that my heart and myself and my husband want to do. We are given a payment for the items that we use for the babies, the formula, the diapers, and if there's something else that I need. Not even the clothing is provided for me. I do that myself. So, you know, it's not a job. And then when people say, oh, well, these little babies, they just sleep all the time anyway. That's got to be easy. Well, a newborn is not easy. First of all, we do not just leave our babies lay in a crib or lay in an infant seat. We are with them at all times, hold them most of the time. They do have their free time or time alone in an infant seat, but I am right there and I'll touch their hand or rub their head and talk to them to let them know I'm right here. But they are, you know, with us at all times. And so we just want people to know that it's not a job. It's not a paying job. And the baby doesn't sleep all the time. And you may have a baby
right.
at night that will wake up for its just normal bottle and then maybe can't get back to sleep or won't, because newborns aren't born with a schedule. That's something that you just kind of slowly work with and try to form. And that's where I say I write notes when the babies leave here, because I've had them just a couple of weeks. So there's a formation of a schedule, but it's not written in stone by any means. But the babies don't sleep all the time. So, and you don't want to have them just lay by themselves all the time. So the misconception of, you know, and a newborn is easy. They just lay there and sleep and then you get paid for it. So that is not how it is, and that, I guess, would be my explanation of that.
Right, right. Well, that definitely makes a lot more sense, I think. And I can tell that this means a lot to you, and I imagine that hearing some of those misconceptions probably doesn't set so well with you either, it seems like.
No, and then they'll say, oh, well, man, the agency really, has nice clothes for that baby. I said, well, no, that's what I do. And and most of us host moms, there's a few of us that are friends from Adoption Associates, and our husbands get a little nervous when we say, hey, guys, we're going to go shopping today, and that's usually not shopping for us. It's usually
right.
all the baby stores and baby department. And my husband finally a couple years ago made a rule. He said, honey, you need input, output, because your closet's way too full. So we just have fun. We all like our babies to look nice and cute. And I'm a former hairdresser, so if I get a baby with hair and it's a girl, that's really fun. So I have lots of hair accessories and like to do their hair. And so we like them to look cute and look nice, just like we did our own children. You know, we have pride in how they look clean and get their baths, and their hair is clean, their clothes is clean, and they have nice clothes. And so these are all little fun side things, you know, that we do for the baby. But our heart is, you know, in caring properly and good for the baby.
Right. And I really appreciate what you said about, this is clearly not daycare or orphanage or anything along those lines. I think that some people who aren't familiar with host care or the operations of Adoption Associates, may have a long-held belief that this is long-term care, that this is a year or 2 years, and you just kind of babies languish here, and that's obviously absolutely not the case. As a caseworker with the agency, we do generally fall around 2 to 3 weeks, and those are based upon the birth mother selecting the family that she's chosen and the legal requirements taking place and such, but we do move that along for the sake of the baby and the family as quickly as we can. A typical day in host care, what does that look like for you and for the baby? Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, it's a busy day usually, because there's bottle feeding every about 3 hours, so that's in the plan. I usually give a morning bath or clean up. I don't do a full bath every morning, but I do wash the baby's bottom and the baby's face and everything, and then every 3 days we do a full bath. And then there's getting dressed, and then maybe there's rocking time because there's a little nap time due. And then we may have the visiting by the family, so then they kind of take over from there, but I kind of suggest what kind of needs to be done, and then they are excitedly waiting for the baby to eat or mess its diaper or something. So then there's the day, like I said, we go to the doctor. We get a doctor's appointment, so they have their wellness check within about the first 2 to 4 days that we have them, so that's kind of immediate. So that's fit into our day. There's always laundry to do for a baby. And
of course.
Yes. And then I mix formula ahead a little bit so that I have it in the refrigerator and it's ready to go, because I usually use powdered formula. And so those are kind of the days. And then when the evening comes, then I try to keep the baby awake a little bit, because even a newborn will not sleep, all day and all night. So there's awake times that I try to have during the day, but especially in the evening, we try to just kind of keep the baby a little active if we can, and unwrap them a little bit so they're not so nice and toasty warm in our arms. And then when they're awake a little bit, then they seem to do well to go to sleep when it is their, next bottle time, and it's maybe 10 o'clock at night. And so then once I got the baby to sleep and in bed, then I get in bed for my couple of hours, and then they wake up and we do that all night. And sometimes they have a good night and go right back to sleep after their bottle. But there are many nights that a baby, may wake up before the next bottle, or just not sleeping well for some reason. So You know, that's just what a newborn does. And so then by morning, we kind of start the whole day over again. It may be the same or it may be different. So, but basically, it's just our role is taking care of the baby and doing the very best that we can. And also trying to see when the first few weeks, sometimes the formula doesn't agree with the baby. So that is something we look for, and then we get in touch with our pediatrician and discuss with him, this is what's going on, do you think I need to try a different formula? And after having 283, I can usually guess what he's going to say and which formula he wants, or I can say, can I use this particular formula? And so I try to get that ironed out. I had one of my own daughters who could not be on a regular formula. So after, you know, being a young mom and having that go on for 9 weeks, I'm quite tuned into our babies that we care for now. I can see quite quickly if, you know, if there is a problem with the formula. So that kind of helps the adoptive family, and they're usually quite happy with that, that they, you know, feel like that's kind of ironed out between me and the pediatrician. So,
and I was going to ask, I know that when babies, you know, are discharged from hospitals, there's always some guidance from the hospital physician about when that baby should follow up with the pediatrician for just a checkup. How often are you able or experienced, are you seeing babies go to the pediatrician for checkups while they're with you?
How often do they go?
Yes.
Okay, we always take them to their very first appointment, which is their wellness check after they're released from the hospital, and that's within usually 2 to 4 days. I call as soon as I get home from the hospital with the baby or wherever I pick the baby up, and I get an appointment. Sometimes I call on my way home, and so I take the first appointment that the doctor can get me in within, like I said, 2 to 4 days. Sometimes it's the next day I can get the baby in. So, and then that is the only appointment the babies have to go to because they're not with us long enough to have to continue the appointments. But if there is a reason that the doctor at the wellness check should see, say, well, I would like to have you come back. I feel like the baby hasn't gained maybe enough weight, or he might say, I would like this or this checked by someone else, so then we may be sent on, or I may have to come back for an appointment with him just to check the baby's weight. But usually, in my experience, most of our babies are just, they're well babies, and so they pass the wellness checkup, and I don't have to take them again. And then the adoptive family takes them to their appointment when they get the baby just for their wellness check, and then they start their appointment schedule from there on in.
Okay, and our adoptive parents are able to spend time with the baby daily, right, in the host home,
that's
which is your
correct.
Home.
Yep, they may.
So tell us what that looks like. What does an adoptive family coming to visit their baby in your home look like?
Well, we actually have a good time, and I've met just so many wonderful people, and it's fun for us to get to know them and see them. But usually they're here, either they come home from the hospital right with us to see where their baby's at, or they will come if they're not real close by or local, they'll come the next day. And then if they can, they come every day, and that is fine. We love having them, and they may spend time at our home daily like we were just talking about. And like I said, I turn them over to let the baby, you know, be their responsibility while they're here, because if they haven't had a lot of input in the hospital, the babies don't stay in the hospital that long. So to even if the family has been there, they probably haven't, you know, had a real good chance to do all the things that the baby needs. And so anyway, I just let them do it here. And, you know, if they want me to show them some things, I do that. But then the next day when they come, then they just try to take over and do it themselves. And so in the meantime, we visit and talk about, you know, their their time that they've waited for a baby and their excitement of having the baby. And we chuckle because they have their camera, of course, and they'll take 50 pictures in their one visit that the baby's just laying in either of their arms sleeping with the same outfit on. So kind of a cute thing. And then my husband and I will wonder sometime, they'll say, oh, the diaper, I have to change the diaper. And I've shown them where my diapers are. So we just say, okay, just, you know, go ahead, do whatever you want to do while you're here. So we'll be waiting. And sometimes it's, you know, maybe 20 minutes for a diaper change, but they're new at it. You know, they're not doing it like we do. And so we just chuckle at that, my husband and I together. And, but anyway, it's really wonderful that that can be done. We enjoy the company. We enjoy getting to know the family, and they also get a chance to get to know us. And we've had many repeat, families who have adopted a baby and then have gone for a second. And we've even had a family who we've had their third child that they've requested us after they get to know us. And our other host families have had the same thing. You know, they latch on to you as, you know, your their host family. And so mm-hmm. when there's a second baby, many times they want you to do it again. So that's really a neat thing, too, when we see the second and even the third babies come along that we've gotten to take care of prior
well, that
to them baby up.
And that obviously speaks to how much they, you know, trust you and appreciate the care that you've provided. And I think that speaks volumes.
Well, thank you. I know we have one family that lives out of state, and we had their first baby. And so, of course, they flew in a couple of times and to check on the baby and see us, but obviously they lived far enough away, they had to fly in. And so then they finally picked the baby up, and then when their second baby came along, they flew in right away to see the baby. And then they came, I think, one other time, and by the time they requested us for their third baby, she called and she said, well, I've got two other little kids home here. I know you. I know you're home. And she said, I'm just going to call you every day because I can't fly back with you know, my kids at home here and my husband working. So she said, I know my baby's in a wonderful, loving home, and we'll see him when we pick him up. So by the time their third one came, they fully, you know, just trusted us to care for the baby. And like she said, you know, she knew that we loved every minute of the baby care that we do for the babies and that we treated them like our own. And so they were very at ease with us caring for all three of their children.
So what can an adoptive parent or a birth mother do or send with a baby while they're in host care that would help them until they go home?
Well, that would be kind of up to their choice. We're talking an adoptive family. We talk with them and say, you know, if you have something that you want the baby to wear or whatever, I will be glad to do that. But then when they see my closet that I have, they know they really don't have to send any clothes or blankets or socks or hats or whatever. So, but if they have something that they want the baby to wear, you know, we can do that too. And as far as a birth mother, sometimes she does send an outfit that she's bought, and then she wants that the baby to wear it, but then certainly she wants that to go to the adoptive family. So we are always very careful that anything the birth mother sends, no matter what, it goes with the baby. It never stays back in my home. It goes with the baby. And we've had some birth mothers send special things or specific things that they wanted their baby to have and did send it, you know, right through out the hospital door with the baby. So it's, you know, been in our care then too with the baby, but we send everything on. But, you know, it's kind of the person's choice. If they feel like they want to have something special for the baby, some people like to have a blanket in their home, an adoptive family, a baby blanket, and then they will bring that with them to our home, and they like us to lay the blanket by the baby or with the baby or hold the baby in it, you know, just while we're sitting around during the day, then I can do that too if that's a preference. But there really isn't anything that if someone doesn't want to send anything, they don't have to. I have everything that you could possibly need and more. Lots of baby equipment. I have 7 different kinds of bottles. I have, like I said, clothes is falling out of my closet practically. So there's really no necessity that needs to be sent. But it would be if someone has a choice that they shopped specifically for a little outfit, then I will be happy to have the baby wear that, and I'll wash that delicately like I do all my baby clothes. So, and then send it on with the adoptive family at the end. So I guess if that answers your question, I can't think of anything else that I could say for that question.
Well, you know, this is over 25 years here of infant care and well over 200 babies, but I'm wondering what other ways you are involved in adoption.
Well, I first of all teach a class for adoption associates that is on baby care. I've done that for many years. Sometimes I do it in a group session at the agency for one of the meetings that the adoptive families have to attend. And sometimes I do it just on a one-on-one with a family that all of a sudden gets a call that their baby is, they've been linked up with a baby and the baby's coming due and they feel like they really would like some pointers on what to do. So then I'm notified and I just have the family come directly to my home and we have a one-on-one. And so that's kind of nice because then prior to them getting a baby, they can see an adoptive home. They can meet a host mom, or excuse me, they can see a host home and they can meet a host mom. And then they take the baby care class. So that is one other way that I am active. Also, like I mentioned earlier, I feel it's very important for me to write the notes that I do to each adoptive family once the baby is ready to leave my home. And I just do very intricate notes explaining everything that I can think of. I usually end up with 5 to 7 pages, and they're big pages.
Wow.
So I write everything down, and even though the family has maybe spent time here, you know, it's all of a sudden when you get the baby in your care and, you know, at your home, you know, it's just it's all new, so they appreciate the notes. I guess that would be mostly what I would say my involvement is. The baby care class, I really enjoy doing that. It has nothing medical about it because I'm not a nurse, but I have had the experience of the 283 babies, and so we discuss many things from right home from the hospital to up to a couple of months old is what my material covers. And so it's informative for them. And, you know, believe it or not, it's babies are not the same. Every baby is different. So when I was a young mom, I read a book and then I thought, oh my goodness, this is how it has to be done. This is what the book said. Well, that really is, you know, just not true at all. A book can give you some general information, but to have the knowledge that our host moms have, because we all have had quite a few babies, and each baby is different, we can kind of direct a family on their baby with the notes that I write to the family, and it's directed right to their baby because I've had the experience with their baby. It's not a generalization. So I feel like it's quite important that that's done, and I know families have really appreciated that. So I guess that would be the role that I play, not only in caring for the baby the best that I can, but teaching the class that that Adoption Associates has me teach for baby care, and then passing on info to the individual adoptive homes about their baby.
Okay. So we're running a little bit short on time, but I don't want to end without asking you to give us maybe your one or two tips for surviving those first few weeks home with a newborn. For those who may be listening in that are adopting and coming home with a new baby, what are the most important things to know, if you could, real quick?
Okay. Well, the first thing I always say is please relax. Your baby can tell if you're uptight. So relax and enjoy each and every moment, even if your baby is crying. I always say you cannot hold a baby too much. They need to be close with you. And if they are in an infant seat, like I said, touch their little hands, hold their little hands, rub their head just to let them know that I'm near. And a baby will just be different every day. Like I said, they aren't born on a schedule, so you're just going to have to work toward what you want the baby to do little by little by little and start this right away. And feeding, having the correct bottles and formula and nipples is a real important thing, very important. Play a big part in the baby's personality.
Okay.
And just love holding that baby, even if it's in the middle of the night and you're lacking sleep. That too shall pass, I always say. But just enjoy that short time of holding a little baby close, even if it's in the middle of the night and they're fussing.
That's great. Great advice. Bev, you and our other host parents are an integral part of what we do here at Adoption Associates. So thank you for what you do for the babies and for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And we enjoy each and every baby that we have, and we appreciate that we can be part of Adoption Associates too.
Thank you. For our listeners looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you may call us at 800-677-2367 or visit us on the web at adoptionassociates.net and join us next week when we speak with a young woman who made a plan for adoption for her baby, and hers is a story of determination. So I think it's going to be a great one. I hope you listen in. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.